Last Word on Today FM.
So it's time for Tech Thursday. Andy O'Donoghue is with us. And let's talk a little bit about updating your security on your home. And this week, maybe we'll concentrate on outside security. We have so many things, Andy, I'm not sure we'll even have time to get through them. But I suspect many people at this stage have gone for sort of video doorbells. Which ones do you particularly like?
Well, there's a number of them on the market, Matt, and Ring, I suppose, are the people that who are best known, which is a subsidiary of Amazon. And they were kind of the company that, in a way, almost started to kind of define this. And the Ring video doorbell, the basic version, currently listed for 100 euros, but it's even less. I think it's 60 euros at the moment if you buy it on a special promotion at ring.com. But what does a video doorbell do? It allows you to see, to hear and to speak to visitors, not just from inside your house, but from anywhere. So the way that works is there's a Ring app, goes on your phone, somebody comes to your door, a neighbour or a delivery, they ring the doorbell and your phone shows you a notification and you literally just press connect and you can speak to them and you can see them. So if they're delivering a package, you can say, oh, just put it on behind my wheelie bin or something like that. Or you don't have to answer, you can record the video. And they are, as a security device, they're really good. But for deliveries and stuff, they're also a really thing to have on your door.
Okay, but are they difficult to attach to your door?
Now, there are two different types, and most of the security devices that we're going to talk about this evening, you have an option. You can either have a wired version or a battery version. And the Ring video doorbells and the other makers are available in wired or wired. If you're going to have it wired, you're going to need to get an electrician out. They're going to charge you, I don't know, you know, but it's going to be 100 or maybe 150 euros to have it fitted. Whereas the battery version, you can literally attach yourself with a screwdriver or a drill. And the battery lasts a long time and it's rechargeable. So you should probably get somewhere between 3 and 6 months from it, Matt. And when you think about it, you can get HD video and the two-way audio, but you can also set up motion detection alerts. So if something moves on your driveway at nighttime, the Ring app won't disturb you unless you wanted to. You can have it activate lights if you wanted to, but it will record some video for you to review the next day. And that's a really useful facility. So for the money, I think it's probably the best investment that you can make in home security.
But even if you can get the initial doorbell for as little as 60 euro, do you have to pay a monthly subscription after that?
You do. And with Ring, you do. And the subscriptions for doorbells and cameras, generally by installing one of these devices, you're going to pay the same subscription as you would for maybe having three or four devices connected. There are some doorbells that you can buy, similar price, but they have a memory card slot. And so you can put a memory card in. And the others, other doorbells use a cloud service as well. It's up to you which you want to do, but a subscription, I think, is worth it because you don't have to worry about the memory card getting full, about it being stolen, or indeed about storing the video yourself.
And what about the Ring Alarm security system? Because that's a lot more expensive at 260 euro. What's the difference?
It is. And this is a real curious offering for them to start doing. And essentially what they did was Ring kind of took the principle of this wireless connectivity. And the security system is pretty much a customizable DIY home security kit. And it starts at a couple of hundred euros and runs right up. You can add bits to it and it comes in various packages. So it goes up to maybe 400 euros, depending on how big your house is and what you need. But what you get is kind of a base station, and you get sensors and you get those contacts that homeowners will be familiar from having traditional wired alarms on their windows and doors. But all of these are wireless. So for the money, for about 260 euros, you can have an alarm installed and you can do it yourself. And it also comes with battery backup. And you have options, believe it or not, with the Ring Alarm security system. You can even have a cellular backup. So you get notifications even if there's a power cut or if your broadband goes down. So it's worth checking out if you are looking at changing your alarm, that you could maybe get a much better price solution than traditional alarm systems.
Okay, there's a few other things though. I mean, if you have that, would you need a Blink outdoor camera, for example?
And these are exceptionally good, Matt. And Blink is also a subsidiary of Amazon. And this is complicated because they make a lot of stuff that's very like Ring. But Blink is kind of the better value. They make this little outdoor camera. And it's about, you know, it's kind of, you know, 2.5, 3 inches by 3 inches or so. And they're quite dear. They're about 100 euros for one. But if you buy a pack of four, they work out at about 50 euros each. But they are wire-free, weather-resistant, and you just put, I think, AA batteries into them, and you'll get about 2 years from them. Now, they have two-way communication, and they have this sensor alert. So if you have one in the garden, or you have one in the front, or you have one in the garage, they will detect motion, and they will activate the recording, and you get a notification on the Blink app. A very clever feature about them is they have a customizable motion detection zone. And that's really clever if you live near a road and you're fed up of the lights going on when cars drive by. What this allows you to do is to drop that zone or drop the roadway out of your coverage, so only stuff in your garden is recorded. And one of the nice features about both Blink and Ring is they work with Alexa. So you can literally be sitting in front of your smart TV and you can say, Alexa, show me the garden camera, and you'll get an image from the garden displayed for you.
Okay, a couple of other ideas. What's the Alfred Home Security camera app?
So this is a great idea if you have old smartphones around the house. And there's a free version, which works really well, I have to say. And there are a couple of these apps, but Alfred is probably the best of them, which is why I would recommend it. To get the premium version is about 5 or 6 euros a month. But what it does is it takes your spare smartphone, your old smartphone, and it turns it into a security camera, and it gives you a live video feed, but it also has motion detection and two-way audio. And of course, because your camera has a HD camera on board, you get HD video quality, and they give you cloud storage options for all the video that you record. So if you have an old iPhone or an old Android phone in the house, and or a couple of them, you can literally plug these in and use them as your security camera, but only pay the subscription fee.
What about outdoor floodlights?
Really nice thing to have on your home for various reasons. And apart from the fact, yes, they enhance home security, but if the kids are in the garden at nighttime or having a barbecue, something like that, outdoor floodlights with bright lights, just they add ambience. And there are various makers of these. The one I think that I would probably recommend maybe the Tapo or the Blink. Tapo have one priced for about 100 euros, and Blink do one, which is battery powered also. And you get HD video, but you get two big lights, two big LED lights. And when they detect motion, they light up, and again, they start recording video, and you can get customizable alerts. The thing about these devices, Matt, is because when you buy something from Ring or from Blink or from Tapo, they're all compatible with Google Home or the Google Home devices and the Amazon Alexa devices. And that means that when a light goes off, when your outdoor floodlights come on, you can instantly maybe turn on a kitchen light or another light around the house. So you can link these together that just give you kind of that sense of security about how you're protecting and how you're lighting your house at nighttime, which is a deterrent, of course.
One last one. Tell me about so-called smart locks.
And these are expensive, generally speaking, and they've been slow to be adopted because I think people were kind of nervous about fitting them. Basically, what they do is they replace the lock on your door. Some of them fit over the lock and can open and close the door. But if you buy kind of from a traditional company like Yale make a number of smart locks, and say something like the Yale Assure is about 200, 220 euros. And it's basically a key-free lock. And what that means is it connects to Wi-Fi, and you download the app and you do a whole authentication process for you and your family. And it means that you can open the door with your smartphone. You can also use a little keypad, which for emergencies, but they have built-in Wi-Fi and they support Apple HomeKey. and guest passes. What all that means is that you have a lock on your house that you can open by simply walking to the door and it will detect your smartphone. But it means if you have somebody coming around, maybe someone coming around to look at a plumbing problem, something like that, you could say, yeah, what time will you be there? I'll be there at 10. Okay, the door will be open. And you get kind of a one-time use. So you can let somebody in just to do some work and then the door locks afterwards. So they are expensive, but they're incredibly useful.
I'll leave it there. Andy O'Donoghue, thank you very much for joining us on Tech Thursday. We'll get to the rest of your security measures in next week's Tech Thursday.
The Last Word on Today FM.